Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1 PPY activating the Fokker Amateur Radio Association Technical Services Net. This net's held weekly on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. local time on the 147-165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The Farah VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Fokker Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 Hz subaudible tone for access. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to farahnet at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, or other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have a particular technical topic prepared for tonight, but if anybody listening would like to suggest a topic for tonight's discussion, please give me a call now. Okay, nothing Herb right off. We'll go with generalized, what have you been doing for ham radio this past week or past little while, or what your plans are for the future, for future events. We've got DAQP coming up this weekend, so I'm curious to hear what everybody's plans are for that. Go through a couple of announcements. Of course, the Virginia CUSO party this weekend, March 19th and 20th. There is a technical license class course for anybody willing and wanting to study for their technician license in Gainesville. There's information available for that on the W4VA.org main page. They're on the right-hand side for upcoming events. And, of course, our informal club breakfast at March 26th. I think we're still meeting at the Wegmans in Gainesville. If anybody knows if we've changed that, please be sure to let me know. For contest news, there's a lot of contests going on right now currently, and a few more this week before the Virginia CUSA party coming up this weekend. Run through the big ones right now. There's the Oklahoma CUSO party going on. Idaho is also doing their CUSO party. North American RIDI Sprint currently going on, and Wisconsin CUSO party. Looks like they're all these CUSO parties are one weekend off from the Virginia one. Around about the 15th and 16th, we've got the looks like the Clara Chatter party seems to be the one that goes the longest. Don't know too much about that. QRP Fox Hunt going on. CW Ops Test. UHF VHF FT8 activity contest coming up this week on the 16th. And that's the major ones that I can see coming up that I know something about, or at least a little bit about. And the Russian DX contest, which usually kicks off right about the same time as the Virginia CUSO party, so it's a good chance to catch some international people on as well, if you can get hold of them. Okay, I realize that with the clock change, we probably have a lot of people off schedule, but let's go for one round of check-ins, and then we'll see where we stand, see if anybody's going to come in late. If you'd like to check in, please call now.
KO4 WIX, in and out.
KN4 SPL.
Whiskey 4, Juliet Oscar Tango Mobile.
Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November.
Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo.
KO4, Victor November Zulu, in and out.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Bravo 3 Alpha,
Quebec, Victor Bravo.
N7IBB.
Okay, let's hold up there just for a second. I got some duplicates and some that I didn't get in there as quick as I could. So far I've got KO4 WIX was in and out. KN4 SPL, Bob, thanks for joining us. Whiskey 4 JOT, I think I got that right. I know W8QCN, K3FR, KO4, Victor November Zulu was in and out. Thank you. KM4OZH. And then I had a series of doubles, and then N7IVV. If I did not call your call sign, or I got it wrong, give it a brief second, and then give me your call sign again or check in again.
KO4WYX in and out.
Kilo November 4 Uniform November in and out.
November Bravo 3 Alpha.
Victor Bravo.
Alpha Kilo 4 Golf in and out.
Kilo November 4 Echo X-ray Golf in and out.
N2 NAR.
Okay, to that group we've added Kilo Oscar 4 with the Yankee X-ray was in and out, I believe. I had a KN4K something. It kind of cut off at the end. If you could give me the prefix again, go ahead. Maybe that was too generic. we'll give it a shot here. If you don't hear me call you, come in at the end. I had a November Bravo, Victor Bravo something, but didn't come through at the very last. AK4GG. It was in and out. Thank you. KN4EXG. Timothy Devin Fredericksburg, thank you for joining. And N2NAR. I've got WDAQCN in here. Let's give it one more shot. Anybody that didn't hear your call sign or doesn't believe you got on the list, give me a shout.
Kilo, November 4, Uniform, November, in and out.
November Bravo 3 Alpha.
KO4 QVB.
KF4 CDK, no comment.
WB7 RAV, in and out.
Okay, this is turning out to be a more significant list than I originally thought. Alright, so we've got KN4, Uniform November, November Bravo 3 Alpha, KO4 QVB. KN4 EKK was in and out, and WB7 RAV in and out. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm going to go ahead and start up at the comments round. If I don't come back to you, then we'll do a round of check-ins before we get going there. So we'll start off at the top of who I've got listed. KN4 SPL, Bob, go ahead and give us your comments.
Good evening, Sippy, and all on the net. This is KN4 SPL, and I think you got one wrong, which would be line 19. I believe that was KF4 TEK. I believe that's who checked in, but anyway, just throwing that at you. Let's see. I went over to KO4 IUM's house today, Nick's house, to check into that 4-H trailer, because I'm going to wire up the solar and the batteries and the inverter. So it's a really nice trailer. It's a really great rig, and it's going to look really great when it's done. But I'm really looking forward to being able to volunteer my time to help a club member out. So. Anyway, that's what I've been up to, and I'll be fixed for VAQP. I just got more bands I can deal with than in the mobile, so I'll be anywhere from 160 to 23 centimeters. So anyway, that's what I got. KN4 SPL. That's it.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I'm going to try to go mobile this year or not. See how it goes. Whiskey 4, JOT, go ahead. He may have been in and out. I lost track of the ins and outs trying to get these in here correctly. We'll skip down. WD8QCN, Steve, go ahead.
Zippy and everybody on the net, this is WD8QCN. Just poking around FT8 here, some strange propagation here tonight. Did manage to work a couple of Asian stations a little earlier on here, but band closed up real quick, and got some pretty interesting auroral activity happening right now. Very intense. Looks like we're at K6 right now. So Yeah, if it spikes any more, we might get a visual. see the sunspot numbers down just a little bit today, or the flux is down to like 123. I think it was 127 earlier in the week. So changes in propagation, but hearing some a few stations out there with some auroral effects on them. So it's fun stuff. All you VHF contesters, point your antennas north there and see what you can hear. Should be interesting. That's about it for this week here, Sippy. Not too much going on. Wondering if that was Wayne there, JNT. PPY, WD8QCN, back to net.
Yeah, all around. I don't think that was Wayne. I'd recognize K4JNT. There is a Whiskey4JOT. I believe that. I know it's Julia Oscar Tango. I talked in before. I just can't remember where it is. And I haven't heard from Wayne in a little while. Hopefully he's doing well. If anybody knows his status, let me know. K3FR. John, go ahead. Give us your status.
Very good, Sophia. And that K3FR here. I did see Wayne on HF FT8 during the week. Didn't work him, though. He was chasing some DX that I think I was probably chasing, too. Oh, well. Do have some things to go, and yes, I there was a little bit of a 6-meter opening on, let me get the lab log turned over here, to the Kansas area in Florida on Friday, the 11th, and I noted that to N0JK, John Jones, who writes the 50 and up column for QST. He indicated that he was seeing the same thing as well. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I worked the WQ0P in north central Kansas, and then turn around at 9 o'clock at night. I actually worked K3VN down in the EL898 in Florida on 6 meters. So a little bit of things starting to skip. And yeah, we were to expect a coronal mass ejection that is going to impact us today. So I guess that's what's happening with the aurora here. I'm going to have to go down and take a listen on CW. KS1PPY, T3FR.
Sounds good. Hopefully you're still giving out updates during the day. I actually finally get to work from home this next week, so maybe I can finally get on the radio again. So I'll be listening for your skip announcements. I always loved when you'd come on there and at least let everybody know what was skipping where, so I could jump over. That was definitely much appreciated. Next on the list, I got KO4VNZ was in and out. Thank you for joining us. And KM4OZH. Gil, what you got going on?
KS1PPY, this is KM4OZH on HT. All my equipment's half torn apart and in the middle of reassembly, so I'm starting living it to a handheld. Well, good evening, Sippy, and everybody on the net. And, you know, once again, just getting ready for VAQP. Got some new gear, different approaches this year. So we'll see what happens, and hopefully I'll get it all operational. And yeah, I'll be starting out bright and early at the contest down in Hanover, Virginia, which is just a little bit north of Richmond. And which is line of sight from Skyline Drive, south of Route 211. So I've made numerous contacts from that location on 2 meters. So that's just a little spur somebody on to go on Skyline Drive. So, but that's all I got. I'm just working along here. So I'm gonna turn it back over to you, Sippy. KS1PPY is KM4OZH.
Sounds good. I always love to hear your mobile progress out there. I've not been able to do my test experiment setups of the mobile setup that you helped me put together last year. So So if I do, it's going to be last minute, probably Saturday morning, rushing out there, throwing everything in the Prius and trying to make it all work, which I know doesn't bode well for a lot of success, but we'll see how it goes. Let's see, next up we had KO4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray. Oh, this was In and Out. Matt, thanks for joining us. And we got N7IVB, illustrious leader. Go ahead.
How in the world did I get moved up this far on the list? Oh, well, I'll be that as it may. This is N7IVB. Thanks for running the net, Sippy. Nothing like a good pile-up on a Sunday night. Next weekend, I'm planning on going mobile on Saturday, and as a matter of fact, I might even have a co-pilot. My wife, I think, must be desperate to get out of the house. She just had surgery on her rotator cuff 3 weeks ago, and she thinks she might be able to ride around. It's just, you know, if your arm's in a sling, can't move it at all, but sitting in the car is not quite the right angle for things, so we'll see. Hoping to work some HF mobile as well as UHF and VHS and F, and then, of course, I'll be fixed here at the house on Saturday. The usual, this time I'm going to be right when I say don't forget the time. No, never mind. Don't forget the time change next year. Gosh, was one other thing. Oh, Pi Day. Don't forget Pi Day tomorrow. That's the one I needed to say. Happy Pi Day, 314. And 7IVV back to them.
Oh, fabulous. Sounds good. Yeah, I think I've lost my co-pilot for this year. She's not going to be going out with me. Got herself grounded for something, so I don't know. Don't know if I'm going to go out. I'm probably going to go out solo, which will make it interesting for logging. But hopefully your wife gets. Hopefully the rotator cuff doesn't affect too much. Let's see. I had two here that I know are not right. Somebody that got I got a partial, and then I didn't get an answer back. AK4GG was In and Out. And then KN4EXG, Timothy Fredericksburg, go ahead.
Good evening, Zippy and all the net. Not a lot going on down here. Just wanted to listen on y'all's net tonight. And plans for next weekend, I'm going to stay static and see what I can do from here. And hopefully do okay and wish everybody else good luck, and especially those that are going to be mobile. That's about it for me. This is KN4EXG back to net.
Well, sounds good. I wish you luck and good contacts for being at home. Hopefully the propagation will work better this year than it did last year. And this is again KS1PPY for the Sierra Sunday Night Technical Services net, just for ID. Let's see. N2NAR is next up on my list. Mike, go ahead.
Good evening, Skippy, everyone on the net. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what exactly I'm doing for the contest next weekend. I'm definitely participating. I think I'm going to operate from the house. I'll have HF, 2 meter, 6 meter, 220, 440. And I may do a little bit of mobiling. Not quite sure yet. Still trying to get everything figured out, so that's my game plan for the next couple days, is to work on all that. So hopefully I'll talk to everybody on the during the contest, N2NAR.
Sounds good. I know we'll all look forward to the contact. The more people we can get on the air, the better off we'll all be. Let's see, KN4, Uniform November. Another mic, go ahead. And like I said, I may have written some of these down completely wrong, and he may have been in and out, and I didn't get back up in the list to check, but we'll come back around for it. November Bravo 3 Alpha, Justin.
Good evening, Skippy and the rest of the net. Thanks for taking the net. Anyway, yeah, this is NB3A, kind of working on. Thanks to Travis, WAVT. He held me out and welded up a piece of exhaust, so hopefully we don't kill ourselves out there this year, unlike the past couple of years where we've had some close calls. Looking at have some, you know, secret weapons in development here on this end to hopefully pump those numbers up above amateur hour that we've kind of been going with here for the past couple of years. So not to, you know, distill any fear in the hearts of our competitors, Yeah, kind of working on that. Washed the truck today, so it looks like we drive it more than once per year. So that you know, is nice. I'll probably clean out the interior, and then I need to start putting all the electronics back in. All the antennas are done, but have some wiring to do and have some stuff to move around. That's really all that I got, so I'll turn it back over to you. Like Finette from NB3A.
Well, sounds good. Hopefully I can time it like I did last year and be able to kind of follow you up Skyline Drive, or follow you somewhere nearby where we can hit each one of the counties. That was a lot of fun. It's good to hear you out there. Hopefully you don't have an exhaust problem like before. Wish you luck on that one. Let's see. Next up, we got KO4QVB. Lewis, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, KSIPI. Yep, this is KO4QVB. Broadcasting out of Woodbridge. Just have the garage door open, three heaters going, able to reach the net tonight. So thank you for running the net, KCP. This is KO4QVB. Back to net.
Well, sounds good. Stay warm. Yeah, the temperatures have been doing wonky things. That was my concern last year for the Virginia QSO party, was that it would be too cold to get out and do stuff. Then it wound up being too hot. So we'll find out how this week goes. It's supposed to be nice, but if anything, the snow this morning indicated that it's just there to throw us off completely all around. Let's see, I had, I think it was KF4TEK and WB7RAV were both in and out. That pegs me at the last of the list. So if I missed you, or actually let's do it this way. If I missed you and I didn't get your call sign right, call now.
QNHTV.
Well, at the end of the first round, we'll go ahead and we'll pick you up, Rich. K1HTV, KS1PPY, go ahead.
Hello, Sippy and everybody. This is K1HTV. Trying to get some stuff going for the VAQSO party, testing out some software and running into, not bugs, but just the things I'm trying to get going, which I can't. I was trying to get FT8 integrated into it for the VAQSO party without much luck. So you have to enter the QSOs through FT8. And there's no way of transferring the state or the number received into N1MM. So I'm trying to figure out how to do that if I can, if I want to try using FT8. Anyway, I may also try some RIDI. But the prime folks probably will be on CW. And, of course, the VHF contacts on 70 centimeters and 2 meters. For N2NAR and others, from the most recent memo I saw, looks like the KA4RRU multi-op station will be active again this year. If you've read the recent email from John, which he put along with the list of what stations are on. That reminds me, I got to send them a list of the bands I'll be on. Anyway, from NAR, they're looking for some, I'm sure they'll be looking for some good ops. You being a multi-op operator, having operated up at KW4VA up at the Mountain Weather site, you might want to give that a thought. Do some operating, some serious operating over there at the multi-op. It's a great station if you haven't been there before. Anyway, that's it for now. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
Ah, fantabulous. I wondered about that FT8 integration in there, whether or not they were ever going to get it to where we could do that. I know you would given a procedure for it or a indication there on the reflector on how to put the numbers in there to get it to come out right as a contact, but I hadn't heard anything of that here in the last little bit. One other announcement that I almost forgot was, I guess Tuesday night there's going to be a WebEx meeting for anybody interested on N1MM. Integration for the VAQP. If I remember correctly, that's the subject of it, but it's for people who are going to be in on the Virginia QSO party and how to work your N1MM contesting software to help you keep track of contacts coming in. You can check the reflector for the time and get in here. Other people's experience for both mobile and home runs on how to keep track of all those contacts
N1MM contesting software. Quick short night, looks like, but I'll put one out there for any other check-ins or rechecks. Please call now.
This is Kilo November 4, Golf November Mike, over.
Greg in Pennsylvania, mobile.
Whiskey 4, Juliet Oscar Tango.
This is Kilo November 4, Golf November Mike, over.
Okay, so I've got Kilo November 4, Golf November Mike checking in. There's the Whiskey 4, Juliet Oscar Tango that I was looking for earlier, and there was one other that got stepped on in there. But I could not make out except for the last part. That's, can you give me one more try on it, over?
Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Tango. This is Greg in Spotsylvania.
KD4REE.
7IBB.
Okay, there we go. KO4, Victor November Tango. Got you in there. And KD4REE. And a recheck for N7IBB. Real quick, we'll go up. Whiskey 4, Juliet Oscar Tango. So if I had you in there before, but we missed you somewhere in the list, I'll jump back up to you. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Cindy, KS1PPY, and the net. This is W4JOT. I'm mobile this evening. I apologize. Earlier I was passing through Warrenton, and I had stopped at Wawa to get gas, and you called me while I was out of the car. Not much going on here as far as technical stuff. I've really been enjoying messing around with SDR. I ordered a couple of AirSpy R2s that have a 10 megasample per second rate, and I'm using them to monitor some P25 Phase 2 stuff in the Charlottesville area and the Culpeper Fauci Rappahannock system. I plan on sending an email out to the Farah group about that and give everybody a link where they can... They can log in, and well, it's not a login, but they can listen to the audio live. It's like a 3 to 4 second delay once the recording's been made. But that's pretty cool. I've been tinkering with that with Python and custom scripts and using Trunk Recorder and Liquid Soap to stream it to Broadcastify as well. That's why I've been messing around on the technical side. I'm going to do my best to be part of the VAQ Soap party next weekend. I'm going to be in Charlottesville at the Firehouse for a 48-hour shift, which happens to be the entire length of the QSO party. I'm going to bring a radio with me. We have an external antenna on the building, so I'm going to do some fixation stuff from there. We'll see who I can reach. It's a fairly tall antenna. It's about 20 feet on top of the roof, so we'll see what I can do from there. But that's all I have going, and again, I apologize for not being here a few minutes ago. This is W4JOT Mobile, back to net.
Oh, no worries. I knew I'd heard you in there. I figured it was another log-in, log-out that I missed, but good to hear you, and sorry for catching you at the wrong time, and hope to work you in the QSO party. I know you had a lot of fun with it last year. Let's see. Kilo November 4, Golf November Mike. Randall, go ahead.
Roger, this is Kilo November 4, Golf November Mike. The name is, I go by Randy. And, glad the ice melted off the driveway today. I've been just kind of tinkering around with the magnetic loop antennas. I don't know if other people have had much success with that on HF. It's a low-power HF contraption for 80 meters, so I've been trying to see if I can make some contacts on that. So far I've been kind of getting stepped on, but made one contact. So anyway, just kind of looking at that. Back to nets.
Well, sounds good. Yeah, I've done a little bit of research on the magnetic loop antennas. I've never got around to actually building one as of yet, but from what I understand, the low power tends to make them a little challenging to be in one spot and not be able to tune too far and be at low powers. So I'll have to come back and let us know how it's worked out for you. I've been very curious about them. Let's see, KO4, Victor November Tango. Greg, out in Spotsylvania, go ahead.
Hey, good evening to all on the net. Not much going on here. Just it actually slipped my mind that the net was tonight. I was mobile. Turned the radio on and heard y'all talking, so just wanted to check in and say hello. Wish everybody a good week. Like I say, not a whole lot going on here. I'm doing a little bit of antenna work. I've got a couple calls in from Korea and Okinawa, so that was good. But other than that, just mainly wanted to check in, say hello, wish everybody a good week, and with that, I'll say 73 and turn it back to Net Control, KO4VNC.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you for checking in anytime you can. I know it kind of slips the mind, and the time difference very nearly threw me completely off, so I'd have been coming in an hour late. But good to hear from you. And KD4REE, Sim, go ahead.
This is KD4REE. I heard someone mention Python, so I guess you're talking about snakes and stuff. I'm not a really big fan of reptiles, so I'm just kidding. I am aware of the script, but haven't really played too much about with it. I think I installed the interpreter once, but for like a third-party program, but haven't really used it all that much. And on the HF front, I was able to hear stations in the Idaho and Oklahoma QSO party posting on 15 and 40 meters, and 20 meters was dead for some strange reason. Maybe it was the solar flare, but I did hear stations on 17 and 10 meters, so go figure. That's HF for you. That's all I have for the net. Guess I'll catch everyone Wednesday or next Sunday at UCP from KD4REV.
Oh, yeah, sounds good. Lots of increased solar activity will make for interesting communications on lower bands in various places. It's always exciting to hear where everybody's talking to at the lower section. And N7IVV, recheck. Go ahead.
KS1PPY, N7IVV. I just wanted to see if KX4KU was able to get in. He tried a number of times and got doubled on every time, so I wanted to give him a chance. If you would call him, N7IVV, Clinton.
Well, most definitely. KX4KU, got you checked in. Go ahead. Well, I see him logged in the NetLogger, and I see that he's around there. One more try. KX4KU, Kevin, are you able to get into us? Over. Well, it seems like we're having a little bit more of a technical difficulty thing there. Either the PL tone's not set, maybe that's what we were hearing in it, or I don't know, maybe he's not reaching the repeater, but he's able to reach you, Brad. I don't know. Maybe he can give us a shout. For the time being, I guess we can call it a net. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. If members or listeners would like further information, please see our site at w4va.org or send a note to farinet@w4va.org. Feel free to continue discussions on this repeater afterwards. Stand by for tones. And this has been KS1PPY with the Sunday evening technical services set. Everyone have a great night, 7-3, and we'll talk to you later. KX4KU, KS1PPY, are you in there, Kevin?
K1HTV from N2NAR.
Hey, Mike, N2NAR, K1HTV. Did you hear what I said about the multi-op?
I did. I will keep that in the back of my mind, but I know a couple of my friends have offered to come over and operate with me, so, and then my wife offered to make food, so that's pretty enticing. So I think I'm going to try and set some stuff up here and operate from here, but if for whatever reason those plans fall through, I will look into that.
Roger. It's a good station. I think even if you bring your friend over there, I mean, your wife put the food. I'm sure everybody would love to eat it. But I don't think she wants to prepare for a lot of guys. I'm not sure how many will be over there, but it's, as they say, it's a great station. And it's put out some really good scores. As you know, you've competed against it. I know the KW4PA had a better location. But Mike's got a good multi-op station over there. So if you could put in some time, that would be great. Anyway, thought I'd let you know. Eddie mentioned that it was in the memo. I didn't even read John's email that closely, and then I did. He said, "Oh, that's a good thing because we're not having the Mount Weather station. It's going to knock off quite a few points. Also, Mark K4SO is not going to be operating. Understand, he's not going to operate at all. So we're going to lose hundreds of thousands of points from Mark not operating. I'll give it a whirl. I'll see what I can do again."
Getting close to 80. I'm slowing down a little bit, but I think I should be able to put a good effort. N2NAR, K1HTV.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fine. That sounds good. I definitely miss operating from gyms. That was just a great spot. And it's so unfortunate that I think it's just going to go away.
I heard that Rich Bybee made an offer, but Jim was not interested in selling it to him. So that would be good if someone else, another ham, could grab it.
It would be great if, even a couple clubs pooled some money together and it became a club station or something. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, but you know the cost of land up there has got to be worth a fortune.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's seven digits.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, very much so. Okay, I'm going to grab some food. I haven't had anything since. I had a great lunch over at Andy's. We had corned beef and cabbage. Corned beef and cabbage. Andy had broth and jello. He's got to go in for a procedure tomorrow, so he was not able to partake of the delicious food. We told him how terrible it tasted.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah, I've had to do that before, twice. And it's miserable not being able to eat. So I feel his pain. And I like corned beef, so I'll have to make sure I get some this week. All right, Rich, have a good dinner. I'll talk to you later. K1HTV, N2NAR.
Okay, well, we saved some, unless Amy eats it. I think he should be good tomorrow evening for some food. See you later, Mike. Take care. N2NAR, K1HTV, clear.
N7IVV, KX4KU.
N7IVV?
Yeah, I figured out why they didn't hear me. If I start messing around with either one of the JTX programs, it leaves me in split mode, and it's not easy to see on radio. So when I was trying to check in, I was actually trying to check in on USB 7074, so that's why nobody heard me.
Details.
Oh, well, we're all good. I actually wasn't that much stated tonight anyway, but anyway, like I said, I'm going to keep an eye on Churchill tonight and see what cool comes up.
Yeah, that was a nice display last night, kind of early. And then it died off. I wasn't watching it at all last night. I just looked at it this morning first thing, and then rewound it back to 11 hours or something and saw a really nice display. Same thing the other night, too. Last night, night before, I forget now. Anyway, I've got it on there now. It's I don't see any stars, but the moon was there a minute ago. But anyway, always fun to see. All right, take it easy. Talk to you later in 7IBB.
That's cool. 73 N7IBV, KX4KU. Clear out.